When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Jeff Zito, and thanks for listening to another episode of Celebrity Jobber. All our past episodes are up on celebrityjobber.com, available to stream everywhere you pod. Please subscribe, appreciate a 5-star rating, leave a review. Our guest this week, a Hollywood heavyweight. As a television executive, producer, and director, Jeff Margolis has shaped hundreds of the entertainment industry's biggest events, including 2 American Music Awards, 8 Oscars, 7 Screen Actors Guild Awards, 3 Emmys, 3 Golden Globes red carpet specials, and the list goes on. He also directed and produced the feature film Richard Pryor, Live in Concert. How did he get into the TV business? What was he studying to be? What was his big break? And of course, what was his first job? All of those questions to be answered with my guest, executive producer and director, Jeff Margolis, right here on Celebrity Jobber.
The Celebrity Jobber podcast with Jeff Zito. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, give a 5-star rating, and leave a review. Check out all our past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you pod. What if these celebrities weren't famous? What would they have become? What was their first job? We're about to find out.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm glad to be talking to you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be talking to you. How you doing?
Doing great, man. So far, so good. Did you happen to catch the Super Bowl?
Of course.
And
the show, which was incredible.
Did you have any favorite commercial by chance?
I saw the Dunkin' Donuts commercial with Ben Affleck, yep, and Matt Damon and Jennifer Lopez was the highlight of commercial of the night.
I agree with you 100%. And don't forget our former, big fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I know that he was a Patriot, but don't forget about Tom Brady as the DJ. That was the whole thing for me. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was really good. That was the highlight. And I was waiting all night, and they saved it to the very end. I wanted to see those Clydesdale horses from Budweiser.
Right.
So?
They saved that for the very end, because I heard that was the big comeback, right?
Yeah, that's always been the biggest commercial on the Super Bowl. And so I was waiting for it all night, and there it was in the last hour of the show.
Right.
So I really enjoyed the football game, and I enjoyed the halftime show. How about you?
Yeah, ditto. I thought it was all great. I really was impressed. But let me talk about you for a minute, because this is what we're here to do.
Sure.
And I'm so interested in you. I went to college to be, a film major. Didn't work out. I went into broadcasting, but a guy in my class ended up making a movie called Waiting, and his name was Rob McKittrick, and he ended up actually, making a movie. So was it film, game shows, TV? What was it that you were interested in as a young boy?
entertainment television, variety. I loved music, I loved comedy, and I loved those hour variety shows. That's what my real interest was. I graduated high school, and I got accepted to USC as a pre-med student, believe it or not.
Wow.
And about halfway through my first semester, I thought, you know what, I'm not going to dissect another frog, and blood makes me weak in the knees,
right.
So I'm out of here. And I went to the film school at USC, and then, but I really wanted to be in television. And UCLA had the only television school in the country at the time, so I transferred over to UCLA and went to film and television there. But I wanted to be on a stage. I wanted to be in a studio so I could see how it was all put together and how it was all done. So I had a relative in the business.
That's what I hear. I hear that. I mean, not only a relative, Jeff, but I mean, like, kind of a big deal. I was like, wow, okay, I didn't know about your relative. And tell us who it was.
Well, I used my nepotism card.
Why not?
I called Uncle Monty, Monty Hall, who was producing and starring in a hit show on NBC called Let's Make a Deal.
Wow. And he helped get things going.
He opened the door for me. He knew what I wanted to do. He was very generous, very kind, very helpful. And he got me a job doing cue cards.
Okay.
On his show, which is where I started. And I moved from Let's Make a Deal. I went on to do cue cards on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. You remember that,
I do.
And then from there, I went to the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour as the assistant director. No more cue cards. And then after Sonny and Cher, I got my first directing job on a network primetime weekly series called Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And I took off from there. Monty opened the door for me, and then, you know, and then you've got to do it on your own.
Right.
After that.
Right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What do you think about, you know, what a career, and I'm looking at all these award shows and Oscars and American Music Awards and some films that you've done, documentaries, etc. What do you consider anything, maybe a show, maybe Uncle Monty? Was there like a big break that you can think of that things just kind of took off after a certain event happened?
Oh, I think that, you know, once I started directing and people saw my style and saw the way I did it and heard about what it was like to work with me and stuff, it just happened. One of the great experiences, which didn't really open a lot of doors, but it just put me on a different playing field for a while. I did a movie called Richard Pryor Live in Concert.
Yes.
And it was the very first movie that a stand-up comic did, a full-length feature. You know, stand-up comedians were doing specials on HBO and network specials, but there was never a movie done. I was fortunate enough to do Richard Pryor live in concert, and that was really a memorable experience.
Now, when we're talking about live TV, that to me gets my heart pumping because it's got to be, I mean, full of anxiety. What a rush. Can you talk about, like, say, the Oscars, and you are producing and directing the Oscars, and here it is, live TV, anything can happen. I mean, is your heart pounding the whole show? Are you, you know, more or less kind of relaxed because, you know, you've done this a lot of times? But I mean, tell me about live TV and if that is as anxious as it sounds.
Well, it is. It is. You know, I always sort of compare it to, that's why I call the book We're Live in Five, because that's really the last thing you hear. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we're live. And I sort of compare it to a jet pilot taking off. You know, once they push that throttle forward and the plane starts moving down the runway, they've made a commitment. They gotta get that puppy up in the air.
That's right.
And doing a live show is sort of the same way. You know, once you count down, you're live on the air, you're live on the air. Whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. Hopefully you've prepared well enough so that you can, you know, get the thing off the ground and make it happen, get off the air on time. And, you know, I've never gotten nervous. I don't get nervous. I get excited. I really get excited when I do these shows. It's such a rush.
I bet.
And I love doing them. You know, I love the challenge of, you know, these shows are supposed to be 3 hours. You're supposed to get off the air on time. And you try your hardest to do that because that's what the network wants. That's what the sponsors want. But you can't predict what's going to happen on these award shows.
Right.
You know, a winner's announced. They come up, they make an acceptance speech. You ask them to keep it to 45 seconds, but they're nervous. They don't think about, you know, they're not looking at their watch. They don't think about it. And sometimes they start thanking their ballet teacher for grade, you know, and their chorus teacher from high school and all that stuff. And so that's when when it gets boring, that's when the music starts playing.
That's right.
After 45 seconds, it's a lot of talent that hears the music starting and they say, look, stop the music.
Right.
You know,
I
worked really hard to get up here and I might never get up here again. So I'm going to thank all the people I want to thank. You know you're in trouble as soon as somebody pulls a piece of paper out of their purse or their coat pocket.
It seems like it happens on every award show. And the thing that's kind of on my mind these days is, you know, the host of the award show. I mean, it's such a different day. I mean, today's different than 5 years ago. And how difficult is it to choose who's going to host this, you know, this show? I mean, how edgy, how, like, you know, you want a balance of all these different things, and it seems like today has to be harder than ever.
It is harder than ever. And in the glory day, you know, the producer used to get to pick the host, and you'd have to get it approved by everybody, but usually they would. And now it's sort of done by committee. Everybody's got to say so in who should host the show, because you're dealing with so many, you're trying to get so many different audiences to view your show. And it's tough. And, you know, you have a guy like Jimmy Kimmel, who was on the air every single night of the week, every week of the year. People are familiar with him. It's very comfortable. He's funny. He's good. And so he's a good host. But the music shows, you know, like Trevor Noah hosts the Grammy Awards. He did a great job. You know, he did it. But he's a stand-up comedian.
Right.
He never thought he'd host the show, you know. But he does a really good job on the Grammys, and it's a different kind of hosting than Billy Crystal on the Oscars.
Right, right. I was going to ask, Jeff, do you remember your first job, your very first job?
As a director.
As anything. Like your very first paying job, like as a kid, what was it?
My very first paying job was I worked at a fast food place.
Okay.
I worked in the window taking orders.
Quickly.
That was my very first job in high school.
And you quickly figured out that wasn't where you wanted to be.
No, and you know, I graduated high school and got, I think I mentioned this before, but I got accepted into USC as a pre-med student.
You were going to be a doctor.
I was going to be a doctor.
Wow.
I changed my mind quickly.
What did your dad say about that?
Well, I dedicated the book to my dad. You know, my dad was very supportive, but he knew I didn't want to be a doctor or a lawyer. He knew it from the time I was 5 years old when he brought the first television home.
Right.
And I was hooked. And so, you know, I quickly left USC and got into UCLA in the film and television school.
Yeah, but I just find it fascinating that you were a pre-med student and you were on track to become a doctor. And I just can imagine having that conversation with my dad saying, Dad, look, I don't want to be a doctor anymore. I want to call Uncle Monty and I want to go into TV game shows. And I just imagine what that conversation was like. In my house, it was not going to be a supportive type of conversation. I can tell you that much.
Right. Well, I knew I was going to have trouble with my mom, but I knew that my dad knew. I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
When Bill Clinton was president, for the 8 years, I did pretty much everything that they did on television. We did a yearly special on ABC called A Gala for the President at Ford's Theater. And what I did was I set up a thing with Bill and Hillary's social secretaries whereby before we shot the show, Bill and Hillary hosted sort of a cocktail party for all the talent that was appearing on the show.
Right.
And everybody went to the White House and we spent an hour with them having wine and they got to speak to all the talent. The talent got to take pictures with them. It was great. So the second year I did that, I decided I would take my parents and I would take my parents to sit in the audience on the show and meet the President and First Lady of the United States of America. So we're standing in line. There was an armed, uniformed person there who was introducing each person that came in the room to meet the President and First Lady. They would say, that your Jay Leno hosted the show. So the guy would say, Mr. President, Mrs. Clinton, please meet Jay Leno and his wife, Mavis. And they would go in. And so I was right in line behind Jay and Mavis
right.
with my parents. So the guy said, how do you want to be introduced? I said, well, I know the president and the first lady because I'm the producer of the show. So just say Jeff and his parents.
Right.
You know, and so the guy said, here's Jeff Margolis and his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Margolis. And right before that happened, we're standing in line. I turn around. I look at my parents. And they've got an ear-to-ear smile on their face. Right. And I say to them, and you wanted me to be a doctor? Are you kidding me right now?
That's awesome, man.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The book is called We're Live in Five, My Extraordinary Life in Television. I could go on and talk to you for another hour, but I know we don't have that kind of time. I really appreciate speaking with you today. Good luck on the book, and congrats on all your success and everything hereafter.
Thanks, Jeff. It was a pleasure talking to you. Anytime you want me to come back, I'll be there for you.
Great. Unbelievable career. Jeff Margolis has been involved in hundreds of award shows and live TV. Also, he talked about his big break was, you know, being the producer director of Richard Pryor in Concert. That film was kind of new for the time. You know, it was a feature film. And there was comedians doing comedy specials for HBO and stuff like that. But he did this feature film, Richard Pryor Live in Concert. And he says it was because of that which led to all of his following success, maybe the style in how he shot that particular film. I thought it was incredible that he was on track to become a doctor, pre-med at USC. Not a big fan of probably the homework involved in med school and becoming a doctor. So he said TV was his life the second his parents brought that first television home, and he became an instant fan. So he decided to call his uncle, Monty Hall. Let's make a deal. He opened the door for Jeff, who became a cue card holder for Let's Make a Deal, and then things just kind of progressed naturally from there. His first job, he didn't say what fast food restaurant, but was working the drive-through window while he was still in high school. So, and once again, if I was a pre-med and I had to tell my dad, hey, Pop, I'm thinking of dropping out of med school and I want to be on game shows, I think he would have a fit. I think he would hit the roof. But Jeff's dad, pretty supportive. He says his mom, on the other hand, maybe not as supportive, but dad was. For more on the amazing career of Jeff Margolis, his new book, which just came out, We're Live in Five, My Extraordinary Life in Television. Available now on Amazon or wherever you buy your books these days. Another great story. And again, you can check out all of our past interviews on celebrityjobber.com. Got a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@celebrityjobber, and available to stream wherever you pod, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on all of them, and would really appreciate a 5-star rating if you like this podcast. Leave a review. Don't forget to subscribe. Got some great episodes in the hopper coming up, which I could tell you next week is going to be a personal favorite of mine. Not one, but two of the Impractical Jokers. Love that show on True TV, so I can't wait for that next week. As always, I really appreciate your listening. Thank you so much. Until next week, I'm Jeff Zito.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.